Welcome, Billy Dean, to the Classic Cafe here on Thunder Country KIIC. You have a concert coming up this Saturday night at Java Joe's in Des Moines. It's part of a series. Can you tell us more about that series and about your performance this Saturday?
Absolutely, Beth. We I've been coming to Des Moines the last couple of years with Kenny Rogers on the Christmas tour, and we played the Civic Center, and I happened to wander over to a little place called Java Joe's Coffee House, right on 4th Avenue, right down by the Civic Center, and I looked in, and they had this really cool setup, which was perfect for singer-songwriters, kind of like a Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, like that, where all the songwriters play. And Amy and Tim, the owners, were very receptive to inviting and having Nashville professional master songwriters come up and perform their hits at the coffee house and tell stories behind some of their hits. And so we decided to do a little test run to see if the people around, you know, Des Moines there would support a master songwriter series concert at Java Joe's. And this Friday, tomorrow night, we actually have Greg Barnhill, who is coming in. Greg Barnhill is a great singer, great performer. He wrote Walk Away Joe for Trisha Yearwood, and he wrote a couple of big hits for Vince Gill and Amy Grant. And he's coming in tomorrow. And then Saturday, I'll be there telling the stories behind my hits and doing that as well. And if it all goes well and we don't get snowed in too bad, we'll make a regular series out of this.
For anyone who has heard you perform, you deliver the deepest emotion of a song. So what a treat it will be for audiences to get to hear the real guts, the real thought that went into the process. You know, whether it was just a thought that just whipped through your head and came out in music, or if you really had to think about it and roll it around. You drive so much emotion in your performances and in your lyrics. That's going to be a fantastic performance for all audiences.
Oh, thank you so much, Beth. I appreciate that. A hit song is a kind of a, it's sort of a phenomena. You know, if you're lucky, there's only, you know, what, 52 of them a year or so. And in terms of, you know, number ones, if you think about number ones, you know, it takes a lot. You know, lyrically, we really work very hard lyrically on songs. And when the lyric is right, it does touch you deep down. And you know, it really tugs on the heartstrings when it's done right. And so a lot of times when I have my eyes closed and I'm sort of wrapping my heart around the lyric, it's a good sense of pride that, you know, I can't wait to deliver this line because I know it's a good line and I know it's going to have an impact, you know. And when the lyrics are done right, you know, then the rest of it just sort of falls into place. And we try to actually mentor that in our business model.